Don't have time to read that research paper you saved? Chelsea and Olivia want to help you out. We know how it is. That's why we read it for you. Welcome to the Exercise Science Too Long Didn't Read podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Excellent.
So we've got some special stuff coming up. We are taking a break from research papers for a couple episodes. Today's going to be the part one episode. And we're going to talk about our journey and just some tips and tricks and just fun stuff.
Yeah. It's my turn to start reading some research papers. We'll see how that goes. Not only that, but we kind of came up with the theme of exercising at home. So either home-based equipment, home-based programs, just all kinds of stuff within that. And being who I am, I found six articles and she found one as well. And I can't narrow them down. I can't pick. I did narrow them down from six to three, four, sorry, seven to four, but I can't pick. So instead, we're just going to do a series. You're welcome.
Hopefully you like it. If not, you can just skip these episodes.
Yeah. The full series won't necessarily just be in order, but we will do a couple just to kind of set things up, set the stage, and then we'll probably do a check-in in another month and then maybe one a month later. So with that, exercising at home. So some things that we've established, but in case you forgot, this voice that you are hearing right now is Chelsea. I am the older one. I am 37. This is me. And we've talked a little bit before about just some stuff that I've experienced. And with that, I'll kind of just sum up. I was very much a stick kid, very tall, very thin. Being that way for so long, I never had to care about what I ate, physical activity. I was in band, and during marching season, I was in the color guard, so the flag girls, if you've seen them. So I was getting some activity, but that was fall semester. Spring semester, we were inside, sat in a chair, and while being in band, you know, it when you play a wind instrument, it really works on your cardio. It's not the same. It's not like playing a sport or anything like that. So while I was getting some, I really wasn't getting that much. So college wasn't really different, except I just didn't even have that. And I started to gain some weight like you do in college, responsible for yourself. But it what was interesting is it really didn't start coming on until I did 3 years here at home. And then I moved and transferred schools. And that's when it hit. So I was 22-ish before I really started to fill out, if you will. I had some friends. We tried going to the gym together, and mom had gotten us a Y membership. I forgot, sometime in high school. And so I used to go and use the machines there because I wanted some strength. I didn't know what I was doing. Just no guidance whatsoever. So then going to college and going to that gym with my friends, same thing. We'd kind of just walk on the treadmills. Didn't really know what else to do. Definitely didn't know the benefits of strength training or anything like that. And finally, I just got to the point where I was so miserable. I was 150 pounds, which at 5'9 doesn't really sound like a lot, but I always gain first and the most in my abdomen. I get the spare tire that you've heard people talk about. Like my friend, her waist stays, it grows relatively proportionately.
That's how I am.
But she mostly gains in her thighs. But with me, I gain sides first. So I first get the love handles and then it starts to come in the front. And then eventually later it'll get in my upper arms, shoulders, and my face. And so I was there. I was miserable. And I started seeing these infomercials on TV for Turbo Jam, which is a Beachbody product. Shalene Johnson's the trainer. This is not a ad for it, just trying to reference if anybody else saw those infomercials. They were on a lot. And it didn't look like Zumba. It looked like something that I could do, because that was the hard part too. I'm not coordinated. So anything that's dancey, mom's old Jane Fonda workout DVD, I almost said DVDs, VHS. like even that, like stuff was just really hard for me, especially cardio stuff and coordination. And you combine all of that, it was just really difficult. But this
even with that, I mean, you've got weak joints. So I used to be a runner, and she would try to run with me and she'd sprain her ankle after 5 steps. And
yeah, I'd just get this jolt of pain, and sometimes it would just hurt right then and that would be it. I just stepped wrong. We've all done it. You know what that pain is.
Yeah.
Other times it would be sore afterward. Like I'd be okay, but yeah, I was not properly warming up my ankles. I was not doing any sort of mobility work. It sucked. So I got on eBay and I bought some of those DVDs. I started trying to follow based on the instructions, and I found that she used very light weights and the stretchy bands. So I got back on eBay and I bought some of those, the tubes with the handles.
Mm-hmm.
They used those. And while it burned, I could do it. And that was key. The 45-minute cardio one was really hard to make it through. So I started doing the 20-minute one. And after a while, I went back and tried the 45-minute one again. And I made it through without having to stop. I made it through, and I had done it that one and the 20-minute one enough times that I was remembering the move, so it wasn't as hard. It was getting easier, and I was like, oh, that's when it clicked. This is what this feels like. This is fun. I get why people enjoy working out. I get why they enjoy it now. Like, I can do this. And it was such a mood boost and a self-esteem boost. And I was doing these workouts every day that I could. And I ended up going from 150 down to 135. So I lost like 15 pounds in 3 months, I think it was. My eating was still awful. Like, I would cut up 2 apples and sprinkle it with Splenda, and that would be my lunch, or an apple and a bunch of strawberries, and that would be my lunch, because I was like, oh, well, fruit's good for you, and I'm not adding sugar, but I'm adding sweetness. And I was still struggling. I've only hit my goal weight once in my life, and that was 2012. So I moved home from college. I had these Turbo Jam DVDs, but I was starting to get bored, and I saw they were coming out with a new program, and it was the same trainer, and I really liked her personality. She was motivating without being mean. I got a couple other DVDs from a trainer I won't name, who's kind of known for being mean, and I hated that there wasn't a countdown timer, so I didn't know how much of the video was left, and I hated the trainer. She was angry and mean and scary. And so that wasn't working out. But I told my friend about this, and we did a couple together. So she ended up buying the new box of DVDs, and we did that together. And that was a strength training one. And for the first time, I was weightlifting, and I was using proper form, and I was doing the right amount of sets and the right schedule of exercises. And I saw my quad for the first time. Like, it was there. It was so cool. And I got to a point where I could essentially do a plié and not struggle to get back up. Like, I could go down and back up because of all the squatting I'd been doing, and with heavy weights. And heavy weights don't bulk you up, ladies. They just help you look leaner and more defined. So don't be scared. Heavy weights, we don't have enough testosterone. We're not going to be, you know, big beefcakes without some sort of chemical element. But anyway, so I got that boost again. Oh, this is why people like strength training. This is what this does. This is really cool. Maybe someday I'll be able to do a push-up. And that's my goal right now. Still, honestly, I want to do push-ups on my toes. I can do like one kind of halfway down. I cannot do really much more than that. So I'm still on my knees, but still improving. So I was kind of hooked from there. I ended up, my friend had bought that second program, the strength training one, I guess since I mentioned Turbo Jam. So it was Chalene Extreme. And then
I did that one with you guys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You did, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I forgot. Because you were in sports by that point.
Yeah. I was high school age, or maybe middle school.
You were middle school.
I was at that age where I was self-conscious about my body and not old enough to drive. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd get up in the morning and go over there and do that. Or she would come over in the afternoon, I think, or something. But yeah, we would do that together. I forgot. So then they came out with Turbo Fire, which was going back to the roots, going back to Turbo Jam, but kicked up a notch, new moves, different, same feel, same sort mm-hmm. of big class environment. But the same thing kept happening. I kept getting bored after a while. It was a ding to my willpower and my motivation to get up and do it. But you and I had talked and I was just like, Livy, like, I was still doing my fruit thing every once in a while. I think at that point I had tried going vegan 3 days a week, which really made me focus on what I was eating and what was in the foods I was buying, which was all very good. But, I mean, I was still making like one pot meals and frozen stuff and processed junk and just not understanding anything about macros or just balanced nutrition, any of that. So I still wasn't really seeing results, but you said based on, you were in college at this point, I believe, but you said based on my body composition and just things that you had observed about my body throughout the years that likely I essentially start in a plateau. And so I have to, where some people initially lose some water weight and some things like that, you get that initial drop that keeps you motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, the scale is moving, I'm gonna keep going. I don't get that, like, at all. I might get a pound, maybe. But I you were like, just keep at it, I promise. 6 months, just keep at it. So I was doing a schedule of Turbo Fire, mostly the 45-minute one, and then I think 2 or 3 days a week I did the hits, either the 15 or the 20. And I did that 6 or 7 days a week for 6 months. And I think at that point I had started using my FitnessPal.
Yes.
And tracking my food. And I was strict, 1,200 calories. That was it. 6 months later, it was October 2012. I started dropping like crazy. And I was like, holy crap, Olivia, you were right. This is working. Oh my gosh. I'm going to get to my goal weight. And I hit it by late November, early December. It's like, we're talking, I ate my Thanksgiving food. Like my normal, I took a break on Thanksgiving. I started easing up my eating from 1,200 calories to, I think, 1,400 or 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to ease out of that because I was dropping really rapidly and I started to get nervous. By December, I was 122 and I felt like, okay, I felt too skinny, but I didn't know what to do in the right way. And then I met my now fiance and we started dating and it just threw my schedule off. I quit working out every day. I would work out on days that I worked. So I was getting at least 5 days, I think, in, but my diet relaxed, my workouts relaxed. I would talk myself out of getting up to do it a lot, and it's been a struggle ever since then.
Yeah. You're staying up late, going out to dinner, going out for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life, yeah. Getting up in the morning has always been difficult for me. I've had to ease into it, and then I have to stick with it. And if I don't, if I don't make it a habit and just make it every day, it over time it just gets easier to get up at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
You essentially train yourself. So Beachbody came out with their on-demand product. And so I've been doing that every year. Ugh. I think I've been a customer since 2014, maybe. And it's like $100 a year. If anybody else out there has done or does Beachbody, you know, we'll But I've been doing the on-demand thing, and they came out a couple years ago with programs that were real time. Those are my favorite. It's a new video, even if it's the same workout, it's a new video every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
as if you're actually going to a group fitness class.
Yeah. So if it's a 21-day thing, it's 21 videos. If it's some of the others that are 3 to 6 weeks, you get a new video every time. And I've done one of them all the way through twice. And then I did a 90-day hybrid calendar with it once. And I'm still not bored. Like, they're familiar now to me, each one, but there's still so much variety that I'm not bored yet. Yeah. So
you may even purposely go back and do the same one.
And I have the boxing one is really fun. It hits me the same way Turbo Jam did initially. Like, I can do this. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. It's a good cardio burn. I like the coach. I like it.
Good job, Joel Freeman.
Yeah.
Good job.
Seriously. I and like his other one too. I like the Lift 4. Like, it's it's getting me back to those weightlifting roots, and it gave me a real-time program to do it, and I've got definition now. So with all of that, sorry, it's a long journey. We'll get to, I decided to finally give their dieting program a shot. I was like, all right, fine. I'm going to try Portion Fix. For those of you that haven't tried it or don't know anything about it, it's basically a low-carb diet with portion-controlled and nutrient-balanced plan. I don't know. But that's what it is. You have these containers. Each one of the containers is essentially a macro. So you've got red is protein, blue is healthy fat, yellow is carb, green is vegetables, purple is fruit. You've got one for seeds and dressings, and then you get teaspoons of things. So like peanut butter, you can have a teaspoon of peanut butter. I don't know if you've looked at the back of a jar of peanut butter, but a serving size is 2 tablespoons.
Which is not very much peanut butter.
As 4 teaspoons. 4. And when you only get 3 a day, it makes it real hard to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yay for real-time workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I gotta say, like, I tried, so I gained about 15 pounds when quarantine started last year. I started working from home. I was like, this is great. I can eat breakfast. I can start working out more regularly. Because again, if I get out of the habit of getting up early, then I don't want to anymore. And it's really hard. So I was like, this is great. Problem was, I started eating breakfast and I didn't start working out super regularly. So I gained like 15 pounds, which was a lot for a 3-month time frame. It was summer. I had no shorts that fit. I was miserable. So I went to my tried and true, like, this is the only thing that's ever worked for me. Restricted to 1,200 calories a day and started trying to work out. And it was actually a lot easier working from home and getting back into a schedule, because 5 minutes late when you're working from home is totally different than 5 minutes late in an office. It just is. So I started doing that, started restricting. And I lost all 15, thankfully. So I got back down. I've been hovering around 130 ever since. So I'm like, okay, assessment time. I am clearly still doing something wrong, because I've been working out 5 days a week with very few exceptions for over a year now. I'm definitely seeing some definition. I can see my quad again. I told you I did like 2 rounds of the 90-day calendar of that hybrid. It was 10 rounds with Lift 4. We were walking the dogs a lot at the park last year. We were playing Pokemon Go. I just could not break through this size 6 pant. 4s were just still real tight. So I thought, all right, fine, I'm going to try it. So like I said, I ordered the portion control. So I've been doing it a month. And when I calorie restrict, I am miserable most of the time, because I can't have that all day long. And I'm really hungry. What can I eat? What do I have left? And 1,200 calories, that's like...
That goes by fast.
400 calories a meal for 3 meals. Yeah. That is tough. Really tough. And that's like no snacks either. And so I'm miserable and I'm hungry for 6 months. And then I lose it. And then I start trying to responsibly add calories back in. And I failed every time. And that's assuming I can do it the 6 months to drop. So I've done it twice successfully. So I've been doing it for a month and I'm not hungry or miserable. Usually when I'm hungry, I still have a couple containers left. So while it may not be something I want, it's much more of a, oh, I can have this attitude. And that has been game changing for me. This has been something I can stick to. Brennan's been very supportive. I've been able
to... That's her fiance.
Oh, yes. That's my fiance, if I haven't said before. He's been really supportive. I was afraid if I did something like this, I'd have to cook two meals or, you know, just have to deal with a lot of annoyances, not being able to eat out. We've been able to get takeout normally.
What I like about this program is for you, she's been talking about her diet and the journey that she's been through and learning. And I think this is really a good opportunity to teach not only portion control, cause, I mean, that's important, mm-hmm. but the importance of the balance of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of our diets are imbalanced in one way or another. And
even just looking at macros, you've got the big three and that's all everybody talks about.
Right.
Fat, protein, carbs. This breaks it down. It breaks down your carbs. You have to have fruit.
Mm-hmm. And the average American does not get their daily fruit or vegetable intake.
I barely get a weekly fruit most of the time. I don't buy a ton of it. Brennan really likes it, so I'll buy him cherries and grapes and whatever he wants. But yeah, it's really made me focus on my fruit intake. So instead of I can't have that, it's I have four green containers I have to get through today. I have green is vegetables. I have two fruit containers I have to get through today. I have seeds or dressings. I have 3 teaspoons. And that counts like if it's oil while you're cooking. But what I do like is what also counts is if I use 8 ounces of almond milk in my shake that morning or with cereal or something, that's a teaspoon. So that's kind of cool. But there's these food lists that go with each container. So it's really made me concentrate. And it's something that you're supposed to stick with, like anything else, Atkins and keto. If you deviate from the plans, then, you know, you're likely going to gain it back. So it's supposed to be a lifestyle thing. But what I was really hoping to get out of it was the same as the going vegan, was just, can I take these principles forward? But, you know, like I get 2 carbohydrate containers a day and they're not big. Alcohol counts in that. But yeah, I'm hoping to be able to take this and I can take that forward. So that's like a 1800 calories, my maintenance calories, which seems really high. That jumps me from plan A to plan C. But we'll see. So a month mm-hmm. down, I started at 133 pounds. I am at 128. Last time I weighed myself. Couple days ago, 133 to 128. I have never had the pound a week weight loss that people talk about ever in my life. So it's working. I can say that much. And like Olivia said, there's a lot to like about it. It is definitely sort of a fad thing. It is definitely something you're supposed to stick to. But the structure has been good for me so far. It's been something a lot easier to adopt than I expected. I do have to think about what I'm eating throughout the day, but just not quite in that same. More to come on that. I'm starting a second 30 days. You're supposed to reevaluate every 30 days. So I will keep you guys posted on where I'm at. My size 4 stuff is fitting pretty good now. I can definitely see a visible difference in my waist quite a bit. And I'm not suffering in my workouts. I also, True Nutrition, promo code in the show notes. It's CHL and some numbers, but that gets you 5% off at truenutrition.com. I like them because my fiance is lactose intolerant and I can do custom mixes of their bulk powders. No fancy marketing, no fancy packaging, direct to consumer. They're a great, great company. I enjoy it.
So the referral code is CHL158. CHL158.
5% off. So I just kind of give it out to my friends and family. You get 5% off every time you use it. I will admit it is an affiliate code, so, but it only counts on new customers. So the first time you order, I get points for it. So that goes towards payout, which helps us support all of the costs associated with doing a podcast. So
yes,
it's an affiliate code. Yes, we have a couple others. Sorry. It's kind of name of the game. I think we'll stop there for this one, and part two will be Miss Olivia's journey.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss where she's been and what she's been through, and see what goals she's got for herself for the next 30 days. And then we'll talk about this study that we found and a few others and some upcoming stuff. So
yeah,
that's me. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, a little deviation from our normal. Welcome to Diet and Exercise Story Time with Chelsea. I swear I took my meds today. I swear I did. But hopefully you followed my monologue. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Exercise Science TLDR podcast show. If you want to hear more from us, please write a review and subscribe. Join us online at exerciscienctldr.com. Remember, if it's too long and you didn't read it, we read it so you don't have to.